This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And Lee, we want to talk about disease care versus health care. That is something that is one of your favorite topics, I know. Tell us about it.
You know, I'd like to go back. There was a show that you and I did many years ago called Think Different.
Okay.
And it drove you crazy because you were formerly an English teacher, and that's bad English. It should be differently, right?
That is correct.
But I was going on the tails of a marketing program that Apple did, Think Different.
Okay.
And this really applies to what we're talking about here, because we're raised in a society where we are programmed to believe that disease care is what it's all about. The problem with that is disease care is all about waiting until you're sick, you're broke, something's not working right, and now what are you going to do about it? And the problem with that is quite often it's like trying to unboil a hard-boiled egg.
Sure.
You can't do it. The damage has been done, you see.
Right.
When we start talking about healthcare is really about making choices that are designed to keep us healthy and as much as possible stop us from entering that arena of disease care. And certainly there is overlap between those two, but they're two different skill sets.
Okay.
The skill set for healthcare is very different from the skill set to disease care. And I was thinking about this the other day and thinking about recording this program. And what we're really missing is that there exists within the body an intelligence. And that entire existence of that intelligence is about maintaining function in the body and facilitating healing. And you know something? It works 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. What we worry about is the 1% of the time that it doesn't work. And that's when we fall sick, when we start having problems,
sure.
When things are not working right, you see. When this happens, when we get sick, there's a couple of directions that we can go. The most common approach in our society is to try and replace it with man's intelligence. In other words, I can figure out what's wrong and I can figure out how to fix it. If we've got too much acid, I'm going to take something to neutralize it and
right.
Have less acid in the body. If the blood pressure is too high, I'm going to come up with a chemical to bring it down.
We're always oriented around using something from the outside to fix this problem.
That's correct. That's correct. And also inserting man's intelligence, which if you think about it, is a little bit arrogant, because that intelligence within the body, that God-made intelligence within the body, which by the way, we call innate intelligence,
right.
Is far smarter and far greater and knows far more than everything we know about the body.
Mm-hmm.
So our approach at the Institute is not to try and outthink the body. We take a look at it and say, why are things not working right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a communication system this intelligence uses within the body. We call it the nervous system.
Fair enough.
If there are interferences to that nervous system, then things don't work right. Our approach is really to take a look at one of those major interferences to that communication system, which is a compromise in the brain-body connection. When we take a look at the disease care approach, there are many different approaches. The doctors will use drugs, the chiropractors will use adjustments, naturopaths will use vitamins and supplements, botanicals, mm-hmm. and the likes. And they are dedicated professionals and they save lives many times over. But in the end, it is using something outside in, and it is using man's intelligence to try and fix something rather than tapping into that inherent intelligence within the body.
So why don't you give me an example of one patient who you've taken care of?
Yeah, I have a patient who I've taken care of for many years. We'll call him Danny.
Okay.
Now, Danny's in good shape, and he takes good care of himself. Now, on his last visit, he was explaining to me how his primary care provider had him on cholesterol-lowering medication. Now, what was interesting was his cholesterol levels were below 200.
Oh.
I mean, so what are we trying to do here, you see? And he was wanting to increase his cholesterol-lowering medication.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to comment on his treatment. That's between him and his provider.
Right.
But I did explain to him about health care was different from disease care and how prevention is often not prevention.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, people say, well, medicine has prevention. We have breast exams. We have colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know.
All that stuff.
But that's early detection. You've already got the thing when they find it.
That's right.
You might find a lump in the breast. They've got breast cancer, and mm-hmm. it was because you would. But that is early detection, which is not the same as prevention. So we talked about this intelligence in the body, and for him, it made total sense. Now, the most vulnerable place for there to be an interference in the correct functioning of this innate intelligence is at the cervicocranial junction. Now, that's medicalese for the very top of the neck, right between the skull and between the neck.
That is where the brain-body connection is actually housed.
That's absolutely correct. And it's for that reason that at the Yardley Hall Institute, we limit our practice to correcting such interferences. We've been doing this for decades, and we're very good at it.
How good at it are you?
Well, 90% of the patients that come to us have tried at least two to three times other approaches. And the reason they end up in our office is because those approaches failed. Of those, 85 to 90% of those patients get the help that they're looking for. Not because we're that great, but because the body is that great if it's given half a chance.
I certainly can testify to the efficacy of your approach. I really respect it and like it. Let me take a second to talk to people listening. If you're in pain, why not find out if the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute can help you get healthy again? You don't want to put this off because it's not going to get better by ignoring it. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. This is usually a $148 value, but it's just $38. If you call right now, you're going to prepay with your credit card. You'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. They're not going to accept you, of course, unless they are confident they can help you, and they usually can. It's a $148 value. It's just $38 right now, but you got to call right now during the show. 866-704-1047. That number again, 866-704-1047. And by the way, you can book your appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, and you can hear hundreds of patients talk about their experience. Download and subscribe to all the podcasts at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. In my time of being a patient there, I've met hundreds of fellow patients, and I've interviewed probably 20, 25. There's a consistency. I went in for joint pain in a very, very specific part of my body, my knees. Dr. Lee Yardley taught me about the brain-body connection and illustrated to me what happens if that's severed. Well, I understood that's the worst possible outcome. But what about when it's corrupted? Under the gentle, just caring approach of Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, I found that not just my knees got better, but so did my hips. And you want to know what else is bizarre, but makes sense given the brain-body connection? So did my sinuses and depression. Yep. All the doctors at the Yardley Institute can help you with this gentle, non-invasive treatment. Call and find out if you are a candidate for care by one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, is here from the Yardley Institute. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you about traumatic brain injury. We're hearing a lot about this these days in football circles in particular, the NFL, certainly in college and the high school level. It is much more prevalent, and certainly the talk about it is, than it used to be. And are you saying that you can help with traumatic brain injury?
Well, I certainly think that the awareness is increasing, although I still don't think it's reflective of its prevalence in our society. I mean, 1.7 million people a year are actually consulting a doctor to get help with this. But traumatic brain injury is so multifaceted that there are aspects of it that just don't get addressed.
Can you give us sort of a quick encapsulated version of what it is?
TBI generally is characterized by a closed head injury. In other words, there's damage to the brain, the soft tissues in the head. There may or may not be damage to the bones and the structures in the head itself. And it can be very serious. It can be fatal. The problem with it is this. Initially, a lot of the initial protocols, the emergency first aid procedures, are life-saving. And then it moves into a rehab process. And as important and as valuable as all those things are, what they don't address or don't have the capability of addressing is that often with these injuries, there is a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Let's talk about what a TBI does to people. I mean, when somebody, what kind of impact does it have, like on your relationship? What's the reaction?
It affects people in profound ways. Often memory is compromised. I have people coming in with notebooks writing down everything that's being said because they know that their short-term memory are not going to retain it. There's often personality changes. It's rare that a marriage will survive a TBI because they're now living essentially with a different person.
And so oftentimes anger issues, right?
Anger issues come out a lot. I was at one TBI group meeting, and one of the big issues for them was, we look normal, but we're not. And people think we're normal, but they don't know that we're not. And this is very difficult for the people that are living with this.
Gabrielle Giffords went through this.
She did. And hers was as a result of a gunshot wound. Fortunately, most are not. Another person was Dave Dewison, a football player, committed suicide and then left his brain to science to evaluate the effects of TBI as a result of playing gridiron.
So most doctors' offices can deal with this, deal with TBI. They have the gear, right? They're set?
Well, if you were to sit through some of these groups of people that have survived TBI, you would find that there is a lot, as much wonderful stuff as that's done to save their lives and help rehabilitate them. You would be amazed with the residuals that they're left with as a result of the injury.
So the focus of the average doctor is on what?
It's on the brain injury itself and then rehabilitating the effects of the brain injury. What it often does not, in fact, I don't think it doesn't include, is evaluation of the brain-body connection. And the reason I say that is because it's very difficult to sustain a TBI without there being a significant disruption in how the head is sitting on the neck. And the structures wrapped around that very top part of the neck are almost never evaluated beyond determining if they're fractured.
You got a story to tell me, I think. His name was Bert?
Bert was a gentleman that came to see me probably a good 10 to 12 years ago. He traveled from the peninsula. And he had an interesting story because 20 years before presenting in my office, he had been involved in a motorcycle accident, which resulted in him flatlining, which means he was dead.
Right.
They were able to revive him, and he spent the next 8 weeks in a coma. He pulled out of it, and he was a musician by profession, but his challenge over the next 20 years was he could not maintain a relationship. And this was all about the fact that there were anger issues that would come up and that they would scare away his partners.
Okay.
Now, the issue for him was not that he was angry at them or he was dangerous or he hurt anyone. It wasn't that at all. A lot of the anger came from the fact that his brain just wasn't syncing the way it had done in the past. He'd get confused, he couldn't understand it, and he'd get upset because of that. So this was the situation when he came in to see me, and we found a compromise in his brain-body connection, and I shared with him I felt that that could certainly help. So he underwent some care with us, and it culminated nine months to a year later. He comes in, and he's got this beautiful lady with him, and he introduces me to his fiancée. And actually, my understanding is he went on and got married, something that would not have been possible if he had not got that brain-body connection corrected.
So, but now, wait a second. You're not telling me that what you do cures TBI. If somebody has a traumatic brain injury, you're not going to cure that.
No. If this permanent damage, it's exactly that. It's permanent. But I would argue that not uncommonly, the symptoms people are left with after their rehab may actually still be correctable by correcting the brain-body connection. So they're there not because it's permanent, but because there's still a part of the problem that's not been addressed.
So by restoring the brain-body connection, what are you doing? Helping the body to cure itself?
That is actually correct. We're repositioning the head on the neck so that the communication signals are now enabled to be intact and communicate the way they're supposed to. And then the body is given the ability at that point to heal itself, or it can heal itself in ways that it couldn't before.
And Bert's case is not an exception?
It's not. Often the personality changes, the anger begin to improve. Oftentimes a lot of the muscle spasms and tensions through the body begins to improve. What doesn't improve, based on my experience, tends to be the memory.
Now, you don't have to be suffering from a traumatic brain injury to take advantage of what Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute can do for you. In fact, it's an all-natural approach to healthcare, non-invasive, very gentle. It allows your body to heal naturally. And if you'd like to find out more, to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., then what you want to do is call right now. And the reason you want to call right now is you're going to save some money. Usually it's $148 for that first visit. We'll offer it to you for $38. They're going to do a whole bunch of tests, right, Lee?
That's correct.
You call them metrics.
Metrics, exactly.
You get a sense about whether or not you would be a candidate. All you have to do is have your credit card ready. Here's the phone number, 866-704-1047. $38 if you call right now, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, over the years, I've shared with you many, many success stories. A woman who couldn't use her hands to garden. They wouldn't close properly. When Dr. Lee Yardley restored the brain-body connection using the gentle, non-invasive treatment that all the doctors at the Yardley Institute are trained to employ, she could do that again. I've shared with you people who were facing surgery only to find out that, nope, they didn't need it. Restoring the brain-body connection, which they do at the Yardley Institute, that solved it. But you know something I failed at? Is communicating to you the opportunity to not face these things. Find out about preventative care at the Yardley Institute so you do not end up in these positions. Call the Yardley Institute and talk about a preventative care program for you and your loved ones. The Yardley Institute's at 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Here we are. There you are. Thank you for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley is here. Lee, in just a second, we're going to talk to John, one of your patients, who came to you, you know, lower back pain, neck, migraines. That's not uncommon. But what is kind of interesting is after the adjustments, something else changed. Do you want to tell us about that real quickly?
Yeah, we see this frequently, but the overall health improves. The level goes up. And for him, this manifests itself as an almost immediate change, improvement, relief with his acid reflux. He also found that his allergies, which he no longer has allergies, and plantar fasciitis, that improved as well.
Well, I got to hear this from the man himself. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, John.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, John, let's start by running down the list of what were the things that you were suffering from that led you to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I had been dealing with lower back pain. I've had lower back pain most of my life, but over the past several years, it's gotten progressively worse, with more frequent kind of acute periods where I just go through really extreme pain. And I've gone to my regular doctor, and he prescribed physical therapy, which I went through, but it didn't really have any effect on me. And so I got to the point where I decided I need to do something that for me was a little more radical. I decided I need to go see a chiropractor. And I'd listened to Dr. Yardley on the radio several years ago, and I was pretty intrigued by what I had heard. And so I decided that I needed to go, that he would be the one that I wanted to go see first.
So
see what he had to say.
When we talk about the lower back pain, there are usually things associated with that, too. For example, like, did you have any issues with your neck or headaches or anything like that?
I didn't associate that with lower back pain. I did have headaches and migraines and things like that, but I never connected the two things together. And so for me, it was just the lower back pain. There were times when it was difficult to stand, difficult to sit, getting in and out of a chair if I needed to hang on to something. Getting in and out of a car was very painful. It was difficult to deal with.
That would make you feel old before your time, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly how it made me feel.
So you go to Dr. Yardley. You're a candidate for care. You have your first adjustment. What was that like? What went through your mind?
Well, even while I was, when you did the initial adjustment, before I even got off the table, there was a particular muscle in my back that had always been knotted up and constricted. And when you did the adjustment, that particular muscle started to flex and kind of have a little spasm and immediately released. And so after the adjustment, he had done some more measurements and showed a dramatic improvement. And I was a little skeptical. I thought, what's going on here? But it was when I went out to my car, got into my car, and I was ready to drive home, I realized I had to adjust all of the mirrors in my car because I was suddenly sitting up straight when before I was leaned over one side. And so that's when I started to realize that something was happening, that this was actually working.
So across the period of time of a series of adjustments, where are you at today? What has improved? Let's talk about the lower back pain. Where's that at?
It's great. I hardly feel it ever anymore. It's been a couple of years now, and it's a progressive kind of a thing where you get progressively better and better and better. And today I'm doing really well. It's wonderful. But the thing that I found most surprising is all of the other health benefits that I got from the treatment that I never anticipated at all. For example, I suffered from seasonal allergies, and I first went to see Dr. Yardley in November. My allergies typically showed up in February, and that first year, I had no allergies.
Wow.
They were completely gone. I used to take medications for that. I haven't taken any kind of allergy medication since I started with Dr. Yardley. I used to have acid reflux, and I would take pills virtually daily for that. And since seeing Dr. Yardley, I haven't taken any pills since. There's just been so many things that have improved. Plantar fasciitis gone, knee pain gone. It's really been kind of a radical transformation.
It sounds to me like you are a fan of reconnecting the brain with the body, the brain and body connection.
Absolutely. I didn't realize just how much of an effect that has on your entire body. And I'd never really heard of it before until I'd listened to Dr. Yardley's program. And it's something that I would recommend to anyone.
And what's the quality of your life now? What are you able to do? Are you able to do everything or where you're at?
Yeah, actually, like Dr. Yardley was saying, I was feeling the kind of pain that made me feel like I was getting old before my time. Or maybe I thought, okay, I'm just aging and this is something I'm going to have to live with. And I had had so much chronic pain that I'd forgotten what it was like to be pain-free. And so since the treatments, I'm learning again what it's like to feel good. And I'd forgotten that. And so it's wonderful.
John, congratulations. Thank you for sharing your story with the audience. I'm sure people are just amazed by it.
Thank you very much, John. It's been great.
Thank you, Dr. Yardley. I appreciate it very much.
Frank, with John, we see the difference between healthcare and disease care. Disease care is just attacking and eliminating. Healthcare is elevating your health to increasingly higher levels.
And it's all about that brain and body connection.
Absolutely.
Allowing your body to heal itself.
Exactly.
Now, if this makes as much sense to you as it did to John, here's what you want to do. You want to get in touch with the Yardley Institute. You want to find out if you're a candidate for care. And we'll make it worth your while. Call right now. You're going to receive a $148 value for a prepayment. You're going to need your credit card for just $38. Now, that's the initial consult, all the non-invasive tests. And why do you do the tests, Dr. Yardley?
To determine if a person's a candidate for the care.
Right. They use the tests as a standard by which they measure whether or not they can help you. A $148 value, you'll get it for just $38. If you call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. I'll give it to you again. Don't put this off. 866-704-1047. There is no reason to continue to live with the pain. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with us again. Dr. Yardley, I have had sciatica a couple of times. It is the most miserable condition.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us all. You're looking at me very knowingly. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's a little known secret that I, too, have had sciatica.
Have you?
Yes, many years ago.
Wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy.
Maybe I would. But but anyhow, so what is sciatica? Well, it's always interesting. You know, the body has got a whole system of nerves.
Yes.
And the single largest nerve in the human body is the sciatic nerve. And it's a large nerve that begins right at the base of the spine. It travels through the buttocks. It goes down the back of the leg and all the way down the leg. Quite frankly, things can happen to cause that nerve to get inflamed. And it's literally a pain in the butt when that happens.
We're talking about herniated or slipped discs or a bulging disc. Is that what's going on?
Well, that gets to the question, where does it come from?
Yeah.
What causes this?
Right.
And some of the more common things is a bulging or a herniated disc. There's actually no such thing as a slip disc. It anatomically cannot occur.
It stays where it is.
Yeah, but it's a common term to describe a bulging or herniated disc.
Okay, for just real quickly, and people tend to forget, I think, as they listen to us, that maybe that your background is so strongly in medicine. A bulging disc, what is that? Describe that to me. That's between two vertebrae?
Right. We've got a stack of bones mm-hmm. that make up our spine, yeah. and between them are these little pads or shock absorbers.
Right.
In the center of that shock absorber is like a ball bearing, but it's made of jelly.
Yep.
And what happens is it can get damaged so that that jelly begins to break the fibers around it. So okay. it starts splitting it out, and then the disc begins to bulge.
Now, this happens as a result maybe of, I've had it happen to me just sitting, but it can be lifting too much or incorrectly.
That's correct. The thing is, the body is designed to heal itself.
Okay.
And you can damage these discs, and they can repair themselves.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Are you telling me that what you do, you're realigning the brain-body connection, that you can cure a slip disc, a ruptured disc?
Actually, no. I was saying that the body could heal.
Ah, there's the difference.
Yes.
You get the body out of the way of itself.
Right. But it's a matter of understanding what's going on. Like, for instance, now, think about this for one moment.
Okay.
If you've got one leg shorter than the other, for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
one hip's now, when you're standing or sitting, higher than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The bones can't stack one on top of the other.
Right.
They're going to be curved or distorted. Guess what happens? The discs begin to bulge.
Sure.
Now, if you damage that disc, you will hurt, but it can't heal itself because it's in a compromised position.
Well, but they give you, and believe me, I've been down this road, they give you muscle relaxants, which have never done much for me.
Right.
They give you painkillers.
Yes.
You get exercises. In an extreme case, they'll give you a lovely shot in the back.
That's correct, which the first time may give relief, the second time marginal relief, the third time no relief at all.
And actually, they're to the point where they'll admit that.
Yes. Well,
Well, and that, you know, that to their credit. And low back surgeries have less than a 50% success rate.
Now, say that again. That came very quickly.
Low back surgery, as a category of surgery, has less than a 50% success rate.
So why would someone ever do that? Why would you go get low back surgery?
Because for some reason, they believe that there are no other choices.
Well, why do these discs often not heal?
Because there is a compromise mechanically with one leg functioning shorter than the other and one hip lower than the other.
So what can you tell me after 30 years of clinical practice?
It's interesting because many professions, the medical profession, the chiropractic profession, and probably others as well, try and focus on the low back to correct these kind of sciatica problems.
Core, you get core exercises, that sort of stuff, yeah.
Well, the exercise is one therapy, but still, whether it's using manipulation, massage, shots, surgery, it's all in the low back.
Right.
Now, this is an interesting thing. There was a neurosurgeon by the name of Elf Brigg.
Okay.
He was Swedish or Norwegian, I'm not sure which. And he published a series of papers from 1960 to 1978, culminating in a book called Adverse Mechanical Tension in the Central Nervous System. But here's what he was saying in all of these papers. He was saying the success with low back surgery is really low to correct low back problems. I, on the other hand, can develop a much greater success rate by doing surgery in the neck to solve the low back problems. And you know what? He was right.
And so what you do is you concern yourself with the brain and body connection, which
exactly.
is up in the neck area.
Exactly.
And what happens when you do that?
Well, you're correcting the cause in many cases, not every case.
Okay.
Because there are ruptured discs that you may need surgery for.
Sure.
But in many cases, that corrects the problem because you're correcting the cause, not the effect. Let me give you two examples.
Okay.
One, my own.
Yes.
As a regular practitioner for 10 years, I had problems with sciatica, and I was able to take care of that by getting it taken care of in the low back with adjustments,
sure.
etc. And that was until I developed a problem in the brain-body connection. Once I got that corrected, I didn't see hide and hair of that sciatica for the next 10 years. Second example, a doctor comes to me. And he's been under his own care, not his own care, but care of other professionals like him. 17-millimeter herniated disc. He can't surf. He can't even practice. We take care of him. He starts being able to work at surf. And a year later, we get another MRI done. And that 17-millimeter herniated disc is 2 millimeters.
And it's all about reconnecting the brain with the body.
The only thing I touched was his neck.
Amazing.
Truly.
Now, if that sounds good to you, and I'm betting, given how common lower back pain and sciatica does, if that sounds good to you, what you need to do is you need to find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Now, usually that's $148. But if you're listening to the show right now and you're intrigued, here's the deal. A prepayment of $38 if you call right now will save you $110. Which is a great deal. If they call Dr. Yardley, are they going to get the tests?
Yes.
You're not going to skimp?
No, it's a full battery of tests.
The idea is you're looking for metrics, right?
That's to see if they're a candidate for what we do.
At $38, it's a great value. You want to call right now. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. If you can't, make the pain go away. $38. 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away. I had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Thanks for joining us today. Dr. Yardley is present. Doctor, in a moment, we're going to talk with Richard, one of your clients. How did you come to visit with Richard?
Well, Richard just turned up on our doorstep one day.
Really?
Yeah.
No appointment.
No appointment. And as it turned out, I had a few moments to talk with him.
Yeah, because that usually doesn't go real well.
It does not. And he didn't. He just wanted to sit down and talk. He said, I've heard you on the radio, and I think it would be a great idea to come in and see you.
I like that.
So we talked for a few minutes, and he made an appointment, and he came in.
What was his issue?
Well, you know, first of all, Richard's a highly successful businessman in the health industry.
Okay.
And he was interested in quality of life. It wasn't like I've got this I want fixed or that I want fixed. Yeah, if he had them, he wanted them fixed. But really, he was there for quality of life.
All right. Let's talk to him. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Richard.
Good afternoon.
So, Richard, I guess you just walked in on Dr. Yardley.
Yes, I did. I just walked into his office, and fortunately that day, unusual for him, he had a space where we could sit down and talk.
Well, tell me a little bit about what your situation was. I know you went in because you wanted to improve the overall quality of your life. But you also had some other issues that you were dealing with. Tell us about that.
Yes, I have two artificial hips, an artificial shoulder, and a plate in my left foot. And I was basically getting cortisone shots in both of my knees and in my right shoulder that hadn't been replaced yet and in my back. And just to lasting a couple months and then have to go in for another shot. And I was looking for some relief of that. Also, I had spasms in both wrists, and that was giving me difficulties. And I was having problems turning my head from side to side a good range. So I was looking for many different things when I went in to see Dr. Yardley.
Really, and it's when you get ongoing cortisone shots or steroid shots. I mean, that's not only is it expensive, but it's also something that, I mean, it's not particularly good for you long term, is it, Lee?
No, it's very degenerative.
Yeah, and it's damaging. And every time you get one of those shots, it could throw you over to type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Well,
so let's talk about the procedure. You went and saw Dr. Yardley. What was it like when they actually did the manipulation?
Well, is that all there is? Is basically the the best answer that I have is it was I felt almost immediate relief in certain areas and a relaxation.
And being a man of research, you moved right on. That didn't phase you.
No, not at all. We went right into the program, and I've had nothing but good luck with it so far.
Well, why don't we run down those things? Because obviously, you know, when you're having issues with your lower back pain, your hips, you're dealing with your shoulder, you're not able to turn your head. Where are you today as a product of Dr. Yardley's care? How you doing?
Well, starting at the top, I can turn my head from side to side. So I can, when I'm driving my car, I have I'm much safer than I was before because I can turn my head to look, and going on down, my shoulders, my right shoulder, it looks like I may not have to have it replaced in any reason, in any short period anyway. And my back is better, and it looks like the twisting that I had in my spine that was giving me problems has been relieved as well.
So, and what about those hips?
The hips are basically my hips with the joints there, the groin pain and so forth has dissipated.
No more shots. No more shots in your low back at all, huh?
No more shots anywhere.
That must be a relief to you. I mean, it would worry me if I was having to get ongoing steroid shots.
Yeah. It was very difficult for me. The day before I was going to have my left shoulder replaced, I could hardly get out of bed because my lower extremities were not working properly, and so I had to go have a cortisone shot just to take care of that so that I would be functional in my during the operation.
Cortisone shots are gone. You're not using them anymore.
I haven't had one since I went in to see him, and that's been, what, now 6 or 7 months?
That's an amazing change, Richard.
It is. Terrific.
What has it meant to you in the just couple of minutes? We don't have very much time remaining, but what has this meant to you in your day-to-day life?
Well, it's changed my day-to-day life terrifically. I'm still running a business at age 79, and I travel extensively, and it makes it so that I can function.
That is just great.
I wasn't able to do so.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to take a second to thank you very much for coming on with us today. Your story is dramatic, and it sounds like your quality of life is far better than it was.
Definitely.
Richard, you're amazing.
Dr. Yardley, Richard's story just blows me away.
It's a testament of what the body can do, regardless of age.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, maybe you've been listening and you're going, "Shh, I wonder if that would work for me." Well, why not find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.? In fact, we'll make it worth your while. If you call right now, you'll receive a $148 value for just $38. Now, listen, you're going to get the whole battery of tests, right, Lee?
That's correct.
They got to get the metrics and find out if, in fact, they can care for you. Here's the number you want to call, 1-866-704-1047. Get your credit card ready, because you got to do this right now. It's a $148 value, but if you call right now, prepayment, it'll just be $38 with your credit card. 866-704-1047. Call. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and I'm chatting with Dan, who is a fellow patient. Your wife saw improvement with sciatica, headaches, asthma. You go there just to support your wife. You are off the Xantex and you're off the Tums. That's incredible.
And within just a few months, my doctor took me off of my diabetes medication.
Wow. And the pills are gone. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't take anything.
What would you say to people about Dr. Lee Yardley as a guy who restores the body's ability to heal itself?
I have to say that I was skeptical, and I understand that. And so people are probably maybe a little skeptical. But really, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
And if there's something out there that can help, and there's so much that we don't know, and the body works in ways that most of us just do not understand at all, and Dr. Yardley does understand ways that the body works, and he can help people because he knows those things.
It's not disease care, it's health care.
Right. It's been a very positive experience for us.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at YardleyInstitute.org. That's YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Frank, give me some symptoms.
You mean like, shoulder pain, back pain?
Stomach acid?
Sure. Headaches?
Frequent urination?
Constipation?
Fatigue.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
so the question of the day here is symptoms. Are they a sign that you're sick or are they a sign that you're healthy?
I guess, can they be both?
Possibly. You know, when you take a look at symptoms, pretty much we've been raised to believe that if you have no symptoms, you're healthy, and if you have symptoms, then you're sick.
Right.
But let's take a look at something. Let's say you and I go out and eat Chinese. Let's say we go out, and let's say instead of chicken chow mein, we get to mein.
Oh, very different.
Oh, my goodness. Food poisoning. Who hasn't had it, you know? You're vomiting all night. You've got diarrhea all night. It's like a miserable existence.
It is.
Do you feel sick?
Sure.
You do. But are you sick? Are you in fact sick? Or is the body really getting rid of poisons that would otherwise kill you?
Okay. I guess I would say the body is getting rid of the bad stuff.
So here we've got symptoms.
Yes.
And we've got a very healthy body. Doing exactly what it's supposed to save your life.
Now, that doesn't mean that the body will succeed at doing what it's doing, right?
We can hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's take another example.
Okay.
Both you and I have been fathers, or our fathers.
Okay.
Let's say we had a little baby girl, which we both had.
Yep.
And let's say it gets an infection.
Okay.
And so what's happening is you've got a line of bacteria that are trying to take over that child's body and kill them.
Baby spikes a fever.
But the baby has got an army of white blood cells fighting back. Leukocytes,
yep.
You see. And those white blood cells, if they win, the child lives. If they lose, the child does not.
Correct.
It has one tremendous ally, the brain. And the brain knows that these invading bacteria are what we call febrile sensitive. That means they can't handle temperature change worth a heck.
Yeah.
So it starts jacking the temperature up, creating a fever, killing off millions of invading bacteria, making it more likely that the white blood cells will win.
Yeah. In fact, our pediatrician, when Sarah was little, they would say, hey, you know, she has a fever, let her have the fever. Don't try and bring it down.
Very smart man, you see. And so symptoms don't necessarily mean you're sick. In fact, they can be a sign that the body is responding the very way it's supposed to.
Okay.
But if your response to symptoms is whatever they are, we must get rid of them. In other words, we've got a fever going on. Let's bring the temperature down. Mm-hmm. Whose side do you want? The invading bacterium or the white blood cells? You see?
Sure.
So the thing is, you're going to find that the disease care paradigm, for the most part, defines health as being the absence of symptoms, which is so interesting because science knows that that's not true.
Okay.
Now, the healthcare approach looks at this differently. It looks upon things as the body functioning the way it's supposed to. And let's do what we can to empower and help it to be able to do that. The Healthcare Institute, this is what we do, that we work from the standpoint. Now,
You mean at the Yardley Institute, this is where you come from?
That's exactly right. Yes. We focus on the brain-body connection, because that is the key thing that gets missed in so many places. But we also bring to the table, you know, 30 plus years of experience in guiding and helping people make choices that are really designed to empower the body to be healthy, not to get sick in the first place, and to assist the body in healing and repairing and getting well again.
But Dr. Yardley, in the American medical system, most of us, we get sick, we have symptoms, we go see the doctor.
That's right. And this is the society you and I were both raised in. We go to the disease care doctor, whatever they might be.
The disease care doctor.
Yeah. And they're going to put a label on it. They call it a diagnosis, which, by the way, at the Mayo Clinic, the most accurate clinic on the planet, they are correct 45% of the time, which means they're wrong 55% of the time, and most others are even worse than that.
Okay.
So, and then they're going to attempt to eradicate it based on eliminating the symptoms, you see. And for this, we are thankful. However, that's the disease care paradigm. You see, the healthcare paradigm looks at this somewhat differently. It works it from the standpoint that the body's default setting is to heal itself. Let's find out why it's not healing itself and get that corrected. And if you ask that question and aggressively pursue that question, it takes you on a whole different place.
Where does it take you?
It takes you to correcting that which is interfering with the body's self-healing systems. And that part of that that we deal with is the brain-body connection.
Well, as you say, you've been doing this for a long time, and you've seen what? Thousands of patients, is that fair to say?
About 17,000.
17,000 people mm-hmm. across about 30 years.
That's correct.
So what is this process like when somebody contacts you and comes into the Yardley Institute? What are they going to encounter?
Well, first of all, people come in for one of two reasons. Either one, they've got an issue and they're hoping we can help it where no one else has. Or two, they're coming to see us because they're getting older, like most of us, mm-hmm. and they look at what happens to their parents and they decide, you know, I'd rather try and stay healthy than try and recapture it when I've lost it.
Sure.
Our first job is to find out if they're a candidate for the work we do. And so we have a series of metrics or tests that we run, and these tests are very clearly put us in a position to know if they're a candidate for the work we do or not. Now, not everyone's a candidate. We don't accept everyone for care, but we help almost everyone that is accepted for care. It's really fun to be able to sit back and see the changes and improvements. Even the people that have no symptoms start reporting changes and things in how they sleep at night, their energy levels, and, you know, the cholesterol levels start normalizing and things like that begin to start happening.
And all of that because you've worked to restore the brain and body connection?
Yes. Don't ever underestimate the power of the brain and the control it has over the body.
So if you've been listening to this for a bit, perhaps you're asking yourself, I wonder if I'm a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, the Yardley Institute. Well, really, there's only one way for you to find out, and that is to visit with Dr. Lee Yardley. So we'll make it worth your while. If you call right now, you're going to receive a one-time offer. It's a $148 value, but you use your credit card. Prepayment, it's just $38. Now, that's for the initial consult, all the non-invasive tests like we talked about. They need the metrics. They need to find out whether or not you are, in fact, a candidate for care. So give a call right now to 866-704-1047. Again, it is a $148 value, but this one-time offer, you get it for just $38 if you call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. Why don't you call right now? Make that appointment to see Dr. Yardley. Find out if you're a candidate for care, 866-704-1047. Now, don't go away. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, DC, next.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for the Yardley Institute and the doctors of the Yardley Institute. I will never forget my first treatment at the Yardley Institute. I couldn't believe the detail and the care they take to get to know your body. See, the doctors at the Yardley Institute, they don't guess. It's all about the data. It's all about getting to know why. Why do we hurt? See, in the medicine world, the drug world, they treat symptoms. Certainly, sometimes drugs are needed, but the symptoms, it's like going to your house that has dry rot and saying, hey, I painted over it, it's fixed. No, they go to the root of the issue. Fibromyalgia, sciatica, even depression, headaches, people facing surgery. When they restore the brain-body connection in the gentle, non-invasive way, so much is fixed. Call and see if you're a candidate for care from one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice, and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you are a candidate for care. Meet with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
You're back.